Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking inner power and calm through the wisdom of Stoicism. Buckle up because today, we're diving into something seriously important. Setting healthy boundaries, but not with other people. No, this time it's all about you, baby. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, stretching yourself thin, and running on fumes? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and your mental energy is basically a flickering candle in a hurricane? That, my friends, is a sign that it's time to set some serious boundaries with yourself. Think of boundaries as invisible fences around your time, energy, and even your emotions. They define what you're willing to accept, what drains you, and what nourishes your soul. They aren't about saying no to everything, they're about saying hell yes to the things that truly matter. Here's the deal. 5 golden takeaways to help you master the art of self-boundary setting. 1. Recognize your limitless potential and don't let it explode. We humans are amazing, capable creatures. We can achieve incredible things. But here's the catch. That potential comes with a finite amount of energy and time. Pushing ourselves to the breaking point constantly isn't sustainable. It's like trying to run a marathon every day, you'll burn out faster than you can say stoic serenity. 2. Identify your energy vampires. We all have them, those activities, people, or even thought patterns that drain our energy faster than a vampire at a blood drive. Maybe it's scrolling through social media for hours, constantly checking emails, or engaging in draining conversations. Once you pinpoint your energy vampires, you can start making conscious choices to limit their impact on your life. 3. Schedule your self-care like it's a VIP appointment. We often prioritize everything else, work deadlines, errands, social commitments, but ourselves. Let's be real, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Treat those moments of relaxation, rejuvenation, or simply doing something you enjoy like the important appointments they are. Block them out on your calendar and honor them fiercely. 4. Practice saying no and mean it. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. When you say yes to everything, you're essentially saying no to yourself and your own well-being. Start by saying no to smaller things, then gradually work your way up to the bigger requests. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your needs and boundaries. 5. Embrace imperfection and celebrate your progress. Setting healthy boundaries is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, get overwhelmed, or feel pressured to say yes even when you want to say no. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those moments, and then gently guide yourself back to your boundaries. Let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this: you're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social events, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some exercise. Suddenly, a friend asks you to help with a project or volunteer for something new. Your instinct is to say yes because you don't want to disappoint them. But deep down, you know your plate is already overflowing and taking on more would leave you feeling burnt out and resentful. Here's where setting boundaries comes in. Instead of automatically saying yes, take a moment to assess your energy levels or existing commitments and whether this new request truly aligns with your priorities. It's okay to politely decline, explaining that you're currently focused on other projects or simply need some time for yourself. Remember, it's not selfish to protect your well-being, it's essential. So, what are the biggest takeaways from our boundary-setting power hour? First, recognize that your potential is limitless, but so is your need for rest and rejuvenation. Second, become aware of those energy vampires lurking in your life, the things that drain you faster than a leaky faucet. Third, treat self-care like the VIP appointment it deserves to be. Fourth, practice saying no with confidence and grace. And lastly, remember that setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Now go forth, my awesome friends, and set those boundaries. Remember, you are worthy of respect, time, and energy, don't forget it. Until next time, keep striving for that inner power and calm. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.